Nobody covers dog sledding like Mushing from First Paw Media. Our team of athletes, volunteers, race organizers, and mushers like Robert and Michelle Forto brings you closer to this sport. If it's happening, we are there. Live from the qualifying races in January and February, the Iditarod in March, and in the summer, Mushing takes you on the road with our team and trail tour. We connect you with a history of this sport, in-depth interviews with the top mushers, and great storytelling and breaking news all year long. Follow on mushing.com.
Here we go, guys. We are back at the Dryland World Championships here in Minocqua, Wisconsin, and I am honored to be joined by a lady from Mexico. Her name is Ellie Lugo. And she is in a couple of classes here, but I'm going to let her introduce herself. Ellie, tell us a bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Ellie. It's an honor here to be with you. I just turned 40 years old, so I start racing in this world championship in Canicross Master Plus 40. And it was an excellent race, very good race. The trail is super fun. I am a mom of three little kids. They stay back in Mexico, and I also came to start in a scooter to dogs. I mean, I run in Mexico, but this was my first world championship in a scooter to dogs.
And for folks trying to figure out where Ellie lives, she's about 4 hours or so north of Mexico City.
Right.
Yes, so kind of central Mexico, yes?
Yes. For me, it's easier to explain it like the belly button from Mexico. They call it the Zona Bajío. It's like Jalisco, Mexico, Querétaro, Guanajuato is where I live, is the state. And some people know San Miguel de Allende that is in that state.
Okay, very good. So let's do a little bit of background. First off, quite a trip to come up here. Did you guys drive?
No, we were considering driving, uh-huh, but that will take between 4 or 5 days.
Oh, boy.
And we have to work and have kiddos back, so we didn't drive. So we took a flight. Because of the airlines, we took one that took us from Bajio, Houston, Chicago, and then we drive from Chicago to here.
Okay. So Team Mexico, I remember some of you guys here last year at the Continental Championships. What did it take to get here? What type of racing did you do? What did you have to do to qualify?
Okay, Mexico's rules, you need to qualify, we say that 50% plus one race. So if we are having 4 races in the season, you have to run 2 and another one. So it will be 3.
Okay.
So for being here, our season had 3 races. You have to run at least 2 and be on the top 5.
On the top 5. So yes. Tough competition.
Yes.
Yes.
It means a lot of commitment because you need to work the dog, to know the rules, and to be there.
Okay.
I mean, all the people can go and have a good fun and have a good race. But if you want to be like the one who represents your country, you have to commit.
Yes, for sure. And we're going to talk about what's next in a little bit with a championship in Mexico. But how did you get involved with dog mushing? I'm sure you were a runner before. What did it take to get you involved in the sport?
Okay, in my story, the story from Ellie, I didn't run.
Oh, okay.
I didn't run. I have been a cheerleader, a dancer, a ballerina, well, a lot of sports, but I never run. I was the one who skipped running.
Okay.
But when I met my husband, that he was an triathlete, I saw that just when they run, they were happy. It's like, how are you happy? So I start running. I have done 5 marathons. I have run Berlin Marathon, Chicago's Marathon as well. But I have been always a dog person.
Uh-huh.
So in Mexico, I got a dog and start running with him. And people start telling me, there's a sport called mushing. And I was like, yeah, right. I just do this because I enjoy being with my dog. And now I enjoy running.
Uh-huh.
But then later, I got pregnant. It was with my first daughter. Uh-huh. And we started seeing this sport. I was just taking pictures because I couldn't run. I said, wow, this is amazing. The happiness from the dog, the happiness from the people. So we get him getting there, and there's bike jarring and scooter. So at the beginning, I just run. It's like, no way. When I'm running, I can fall down and I close to the ground. No wheels at all.
Uh-huh.
But you start just getting involved, watching others. Like, okay, let me have a try. Okay, a little bit more. So just getting with people that encourage you, because I like that this is a sport where you compete with others, but they also encourage you. Like, you can do it. Just before racing, Andre told me, yes, you can go this and this. You can turn. I say, okay, thank you for the tips. And I am racing against him, you know? So it's just the love of the dogs. It's kind of hard in Mexico because at this time we cannot race for the weather.
Uh-huh.
So you have to get up early.
Mm.
So most of the people say, oh, no, not the morning person. But when your dog is scratching, like, hey, let's go for a ride. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah.
You really enjoy it. You just come back home at 9 or 10 o'clock and you say, my day is full of love and energy.
For sure. How long? How many years?
Well, with pregnant stops, we'll be like 8 years.
Okay, so a little while. A little while. So tell us about your dog or dogs. What type of dogs do you have? How old are they? That sort of thing.
I have a GSP. I started with a GSP and a Husky.
Okay.
Because my husband liked the big breeds. And we start with those ones. Everybody tells us, you're crazy. It's like having dynamite on fire. They're going to explode of energy. But we love them. And then we started with a border collie that is my daughter's dog.
Uh-huh.
But he arrived home very early, so I was running with him. And now we have 3 GSP, 4 Eurohounds, the border collie, and a golden retriever. But the golden is more for my son. He's autistic boy.
Okay.
But he runs with his dog as well. Well, the little kids race.
Okay.
But my oldest dog is 10 years old. We already retired him. And he's just having fun at home and helping us to teach the puppies.
All right. So the next question is, how is dog mushing interpreted in Mexico? What do people think about it? Like you said, mushing, what the heck? Right?
Uh-huh.
What does the public understand, if they do at all?
This sport is quite new in Mexico. I mean, we can say it has been like 10, 12 years, but it's still new.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of opinions like, what are you doing to the dogs? That's not healthy for the dogs. But I'm always looking for the opportunity to teach people like, okay, do you know that we have rules? Like the weather, like the kind of ground your dog should be. Do you know that there's a veterinarian that is checking the dogs? So they are starting to learn that we care a lot from the dogs. So at the beginning, people were like, what are you doing? And then that they say like the proper gear, like the harness. Okay, they are like, teach me more.
Mm.
Maybe I'm not doing the sport, but I want to take care of my dog.
Yep.
So it's continued to be accepted.
Good, good. So what is next is last year we did the Continental Championships right here in Managua, and I was here for that. And it's my understanding you guys are going to be doing that next year in Mexico.
Next year.
In November.
Yes. 2026.
Yes.
Please
yes.
go.
I am planning on attending. Sylvan?
Sylvan?
Sylvan. Yes, yeah. Sylvan. I was talking to him, and we're going to try to make it happen, so I hope so. But that's going to be exciting. And that's
super exciting. Yeah.
And that's going to be, from my understanding, about an hour and a half south of Mexico City. Meca? Yes.
It's just like a delegation inside of the state of Mexico.
Okay.
It's very close to the Mexico's international airport. It's the closest one,
uh-huh.
that one we recommend to arrive. Yes, driving is like, depends on the traffic jam. You can get like an hour. Maybe 2.
Okay.
But in a bad day, you know?
Oh, yes. So what is next for you now that you're finishing up the championships here this week? Are you doing any more racing this year, considering it's almost November? Or do you have to wait until spring?
Yeah, well, in Mexico, we're having another race in November.
Okay.
In this place where the Continental is going to be.
Okay.
Indeed, we are going to try to do like a well, it's a race and just trying to pull up all the things we need to improve for the race. So that will be where our racing season is different. We just have the first race from our season, and there are two more to go, one in November and another on March.
Also a big break.
Yeah, because we have this December Christmas holidays, so we have a break there. But we have to run on March because in April and May, June, July, it's super hot. So it's complicated to have another race in those months.
All right, three more questions for you. The first question is, we do a thing in our magazine called Audiophile. And I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite music artist or song or both? What are you listening to?
I am listening to a lot.
Okay. What is your favorite?
U2, Pink. There's another like a Spanish group, is Dish Hype. That helps me a lot with the mindset for training.
Uh-huh.
And relaxing, I also listen to Coldplay.
Coldplay. So let's pick one of those bands. Let's go with U2. What is your favorite song from U2?
Beautiful Day.
Beautiful Day. I love it. Okay, next one is, actually, I say four more questions. Next one is one piece of gear besides your cell phone that you never leave without.
My dog. That's not a gear.
That's not gear. Do you always have sunglasses? Do you always have headphones? Do you always carry a multi-tool or something?
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses. Okay. All right. Next one is, whether you're training or racing or just on a road trip, what is your favorite trail snack?
Coffee.
I love it. Black or
black.
Flavored?
Black.
Okay.
Coffee.
All right. Next question is, give a takeaway, a take-home message to the people that are listening. What do you want to tell them? What's your message to them?
My message, even it's like too cheesy, always do things that come from love.
Okay.
If the core of your activity, goal is not love, that's not a good thing.
Okay, I love it. And where can people find you? Are you on Facebook, on Instagram?
Yeah, I am on Facebook and Instagram. On Facebook, I most of the times just share jokes.
Okay.
But I am so in it. Oh, on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. I'm like Tinker Ellie, Tinker from Tinkerbell, because as you can see, I know people cannot see me, but I'm quite tiny.
Okay.
And it's Tinker, like Tinkerbell, and my name, Ellie. Those are my social media.
All right. And we'll put links to all those on the show notes. Ellie, it was a pleasure. It was fun watching you race this year. And I hope to see you in Mexico.
I hope to see you in Mexico. Yes. Thanks for this space. I really love it. And, well, representing Mexico, we are so happy to be here. We are so delightful running here. It was such a big and amazing experience.
For sure. All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys next time on the Mushing Podcast. Goodbye.
Are you a fan of the great outdoors? Do you enjoy the thrill of speed and adventure? Then listen up. Introducing Mushing, your ultimate guide to the exciting world of dog-powered sports and mushing. Whether you're a seasoned musher or just starting out, Mushing has got you covered. Get ready to immerse yourself in captivating stories of incredible sled dog races, expert training tips from seasoned professionals, and gear reviews to help you make the right choices for your team. From the breathtaking landscapes of Alaska to the snowy trails of Scandinavia, Mushing takes you on a thrilling journey through the world of dog-powered sports. Don't miss out on the latest issue, packed with exclusive interviews with top mushers, in-depth articles on sled dog nutrition, and stunning photography that will transport you to the heart of the action. So whether you're dreaming of competing in the Iditarod or simply want to learn more about this incredible sport, Mushing is your go-to resource. Subscribe now and get ready to unleash your passion for mushing. Visit our website at mushing.com. Find us on your favorite podcast platform, Mushing, where the spirit of adventure meets the power of the pack.